Sports Professor Rick Caro, Sports Byline Broadcast Network, Beyond the Box Score, $750 billion business of sports. And obviously one of the sports that's not playing a lot, but still today, but everybody's talking about it because the winter meetings are around the time and everybody's always focusing on next season. Major League Baseball and the ins and outs of Major League Baseball. And also we're transitioning from the golf funny season into the regular season major hunting for next year and all sports. We got the guy who runs Legacy Agency but has had a major commitment in acquiring one of the biggest agencies for baseball players in Latin America, but he also transcends a lot of different sports. All around good guy, one of the brightest guys in the room. And yeah, no, it's not a small room, it's a big room. Mike Principe, CEO of the Legacy Agency. Legacy Agency, again, keep that on your mind. One of the biggest, one of the best. How's that for an intro?
Ain't bad, Rick. Ain't bad. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. So, first of all, give me the elevator speech about the agency and your newest acquisition.
Sure. It's real simple. We are a very focused sports marketing and management company. On the field focus is specifically professional baseball in the major leagues. We've got one of the leading baseball practices out there. We represent, about 60 MLB clients. We've got 23 all-stars on our roster, one of the highest per client average salaries in the industry, just run by, a group of agents that couldn't be more professional. Buttoned up, guys, Greg Genske, Scott Parker, Brian Peters of the world. The other side of our business is what we'll call it off the field, and that's everything that you can do for an athlete when he's not actually playing ball. So we manage athletes' marketing and their name and likenesses. So Reggie Bush is one of our clients there. We put guys in the broadcast booth like Troy Aikman and Dan Hicks. We represent college coaches, Steve Lavin, Mick Cronin, to name a couple, and we've got a full-service soup-to-nuts golf practice where we represent a number of PGA stars, Jim Furyk, John Ha, Robert Garrigus, John Senden, Jeff Overton, a whole list of really top-flight golfers, and we have a very nice corporate consulting practice which rounds it out. But we just announced on Monday the acquisition of really one of the premier baseball agencies out there, Peter E. Greenberg and Associates. Their focus in the world of baseball is in representing players from Latin America. The two biggest markets outside of North America is Venezuela and the Dominican Republic for baseball players who play in the MLB. And the Greenberg brothers spent 20 years in the business representing Dominicans and Venezuelans, and we couldn't be more pleased to have them as part of our company.
Mike Principe, Legacy Agency, that's a pretty good elevator speech, and you cut across a lot of different entities. And a shameless plug, our Bloomberg's portfolio show featured Mike on the whole baseball side of this and that Latin American agency acquisition. You'll see it Saturday, Sunday this week for the first airing of our show, and then online, Bloomberg.com. If you want to see it archived, you can pull it up. And Mike is brilliant and even better on television. What do you think, right?
I definitely have a face made for radio, Rick, which your viewers have definitely wrote in multiple times about.
You took away my next line. But, the bottom line of all of this is it's a serious business. And your high quality, and especially mixing business with the reconfiguration of the sports agency business. Let's start that top line before we get into baseball. The whole business of acquiring and the multiples and the agency business has changed from a few years ago, most certainly back when SFX and Silliman rolled up a whole lot of different stuff under SFX. The multiples have changed, the economics have changed. Kind of describe what the evolution has been of the business.
Sure. I think about 10 years ago, going on 15 years ago, when Bob Silliman you know, I believe kicked off the consolidation of the sports marketing business. And when I was a much younger guy with a lot more hair and worked for Bob, we really focused on consolidating the sports space, and other agencies you know, worked parallel to us at the time. And, you know, it was pretty much the Wild West back then, where folks were really trying to get their arms around the industry, get their arms around multiples. We were in a real go-go stock market before the bubble burst in 2001. So multiples were, you know, were pretty high, and you know, I'm not going to say out of control, but you know, we were touching, you know, 20 times EBITDA at some points, which is, you know, a very high multiple. Can be sustainable in the right circumstance, but it was pretty high at the time. You know, now as the business has progressed and the industry has progressed, folks are understanding the business better, and it has pushed the multiples down. Traditionally, though, if you are a broad-based agency which you know has good multiple revenue streams and can be a demonstrated market leader, you're still talking double-digit multiples on an exit. You know, we are, as we're building our business, we're obviously not paying that because, you know, the businesses we're looking at, while they're absolutely fantastic, you know, aren't broad-based, don't have multiple revenue streams, which, you know, a consolidated company does. But you're starting to see multiples, you know, really, you know, fixating themselves based on the type of agency you are. Whereas in the past, it didn't matter if you're a big agency, small agency, multiple revenue streams, single revenue stream, you were getting a pretty darn high multiple regardless of the makeup of your business.
Well, you know, the other issue, too, is, as you described kind of why you buy businesses or why you align with businesses in these relatively hard economic times, give us a few minutes on the process of why it makes sense to acquire another entity itself, especially the one that dominated Latin America, like the Greenberg firm.
Sure. I mean, for us, the most important thing we've got to focus on is, yes, we are a business, and yes, we're looking to make money, but there is no business without our clients. So our first and foremost focus has to be on, can we add more resources to our clients? Can we provide more opportunities for our clients? Can we create a business which is more inclusive to our stated focus of being the market leader and the representation of baseball and all aspects of it? And, you know, Latin America is a big dominant space. About, you know, 23.5% of all major league ball players are born in Latin America. That's a quarter of the market. So when we're looking to be a market leader, that's a segment that we can't ignore. You know, we've identified it as an area for growth. We started hiring in that space recently. A real fine gentleman, former major league ball player, Hiram Bocachica, joined our group to continue to build our Latin American practice along with some other folks in TLA. But bringing the Greenbergs in was a wonderful fit because it allowed us to go from a growth opportunity to be a market leader in this desirable space overnight.
Shift the football for a couple minutes. We've got about 2.5 minutes left. Reggie Bush starts the season well, has some down days with the Dolphins. I'm a Dolphin fan, so it hits home a little bit. How do you deal with an athlete you represent in the middle of what may be a PR slump, if not an actual slump?
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, the most important thing with the player is to talk with the player, understand their needs, and understand where their head is. I mean, some folks, when they're going through a slump, we'll talk to them and, hey, we're going to pull back from all your marketing stuff. Let's just focus on the field. And sometimes a guy will come to us and say, look, guys, hey, let's calm down off the field a little bit. I really want to focus on my game. I want to make sure I'm not doing any commercial shoots or anything like that. So it's really important for us to stay in constant contact with the athlete and their on-field agent when they are going through a slump, so we can modify their marketing up and down depending on where they are to get their game back.
Finally, golf business, individual business, Furyk, the rest of the guys you represent, Reggie business, baseball, team sport. How do you deal with both sides of it? How does an entity that is so diverse, especially a public company now, put the clients first and continue to satisfy those clients?
Well, Rick, you know, it's something my dad always told me is, you know, keep it simple, stupid, although he didn't use the word stupid. Just keep it simple. And we're not trying to be too many things to too many people. We have a very focused business plan, and that is bringing these businesses together that have to be complementary. So, yes, we're in the baseball business, and what does that have to do with, you know, the golf business? Well, the golf business is really driven by endorsements and appearances. So the guys that are selling endorsements in golf, some of them are also looking to sell endorsements for our baseball guys. So anything we do, the pieces have to be complementary to each other.
Don't be misled, listeners. The guy is not stupid. He is one of the best in the industry. Mike Principe, CEO of the Legacy Agency, thanks for joining us, man.
Rick, thank you so much for having me. I look forward to speaking with you again soon.
We'll do it pretty soon before I come up to New York on the 16th. You and I are having dinner, and you're paying. You don't know it, but you're paying. Thanks a lot.
I do now. Thank you.
We'll be back in a couple of minutes. Rick Haro, Sports Byline, Broadcast Network. See you in a few.